Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said you'd be surprised to know how many people are like a brass drum, with plenty of noise, but nothing on the inside. We're happy to have this privilege again of Bible study, and we appreciate your listening to our Bible Meditations program. All right, we return now to our study. We're talking about the Lord's discussion with the woman of Samaria concerning true worship. Not all worship is true worship. True worship must be in spirit and in truth. And we've looked at the fact that in truth means we worship according to what God said, not our own understandings. And when we say spirit, that simply means we understand, we think about the things that are offered to God. So it comes from the heart. And the Bible heart is not the blood pump. The Bible heart is the part of man that thinks, the intellect, the emotions of man. Well, also, a part of acceptable worship is the idea of reverence. God, who is our Maker, is greater than any of us could even imagine. His greatness is to be praised and adored by those who are His creation. And so when we assemble together and worship, it must come from a heart of reverence and respect for the one who has made us. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28, Paul says, "Seeing we receive a kingdom that cannot be moved, let us have grace that we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear." Now, certainly, more is involved than just our worship periods. When I serve God acceptably with reverence, that means that I hold Him in the highest regard. At all times, every hour of the day, I respect the one who is my Maker. Don't you wish we lived in a world where God is respected? We're living today in a society that doesn't want their boys and girls to hear anything about God in the public school system. We have turned their ears off to any words about their Maker, their Creator, and we think we're gaining greatly by so doing. All we're gaining is simply a nation of infidels who have no respect for the Word of God and who are doing many of the bad things they're doing because they've never learned morals. Once in a while, I hear some atheist saying, "Oh, I'm a moral person." How would a person who denies the existence of God live morally? He doesn't even know what morality is. He has no standard by which he determines what is morally right or morally wrong. So he doesn't have any right to talk about morals when he has no idea what morality is. The only way you and I know what is moral is by our looking into the Word of God. The Bible tells us what is morally right and what is morally wrong. Therefore, we reverence and respect the one who made us. Let me also take just a minute to point out this in regard to reverence. Our world has come to the place that they cannot talk without using God's name in vain. I wonder sometimes what people would do if the name of God were removed from their vocabulary as far as everyday misuse of that word is concerned. It's right to talk about God in a respectful way, a reverential way. But what about using God's name as a byword? Every time somebody is surprised, they use God's name in vain. Every time they're disappointed, they use God's name in vain. Every time somebody says something that they don't like or something they want to comment on, they use God's name in a vain way. What would they say if they didn't use the name of God in vain? I'm talking about our radio and our television. Boys and girls, I mean young boys and girls, cursing and swearing, using God's name in a vain way every day that you turn on your television. You're going to run into it. And that kind of common practice has become so common that you can't even be in a public setting at any time without hearing somebody use God's name in vain. Do you think that Christian people are offended by that? The answer is obviously yes, we're offended. Why would a person use God's name in vain? Wouldn't it be right if someone wants to curse and they want to use the name of someone in a vain way, wouldn't it be all right for an infidel to use another infidel instead of calling upon the God who belongs to those who are Christians? Why doesn't he use the name of some famous infidel and use that in his cursing and swear words that he uses? Well, obviously, the name of God is to be respected. Our worship to God is coming from the heart, a heart that is filled with reverence and respect for the one who made us. Jesus said worship must be in spirit and in truth, and that's true worship, not false worship. We appreciate being with you again today. Remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.